Time now for a couple of summer job stories. First, from fiddler Marty McGuire, with an assist from her sister, Emily Robison.
They formed the Dixie Chicks in their teens, but not before Marty's first summer job in Dallas, scooping ice cream at a place called Brahms. She was 16 and mortified by her outfit.
I had to wear a trucker bonnet, as we called it, that said Brahms, and it was brown and white. And then I had to wear a brown apron, a white shirt, and brown polyester pants.
With sensible shoes.
And I see from behind the counter that my boyfriend, my mom has told him where I'm working, and I hadn't told him that, and he was walking in the store, and I went and I crawled behind the counter and crawled to the bathroom and did not come out. So embarrassed.
My first job was manning the register and counter of a Kentucky Fried Chicken in a Tony suburb 25 miles north of New York City.
Leslie DeLucia, now of Urbana, Illinois, also wore a polyester uniform, but she was not embarrassed. She had other things to worry about.
I'm going to take you back to the summer of 1974, and I knew all the words to the Ooga Chaka, Ooga, Ooga, Ooga Chaka song.
I can't stop this feeling deep inside of me.
That would be Hooked on a Feeling, sung by Blue Swede. I was 16, and it was time to start earning some spending money for my Bonnie Bell strawberry lip smackers.
I'm hooked on a feeling.
Experiences. Shoes. In order to get to the huge walk-in fridge at the back of the restaurant, we had to carefully squeeze around the massive pressure cooker and racks of recently floured chicken parts. Well, the floor was always blanketed with the Colonel's secret recipe of 11 herbs and spices. Splash a little water on the floor, and the secret recipe turned into secret recipe cement. I grew an inch by the end of every shift. Birth control. My boyfriend at the time worked in a fiberglass factory. When he'd pick me up from work after a shift, we couldn't stand touching or kissing one another. He had prickly fiberglass hairs on his arms and face, and his breath smelled like chemicals. And I was a greasy, shiny mess and smelled like old cooking oil mixed with rice pudding, fried chicken crumbs, and coleslaw juice.
Yeah, you turn me on.
Pain. I learned the hard way that spilling freshly brewed coffee on a polyester uniform with a front zipper is a nightmare experience of hurt that required a trip to the doctor's office. Outcome. So now, at age 52, when I think about that summer of putrid odors, my Herman Munster cement shoes, and burned zipper chest, it's a wonder I was able to hold on to Fiberglass Boy. Funnily enough, I married him 6 years later and will celebrate our 30th wedding anniversary next summer.
All the good love, when we're all alone, keep it up, girl, yeah, you turn me on.
That's Leslie DeLucia of Urbana, Illinois, with her summer job story. She adds that whenever Fiberglass Boy, a.k.a. husband Evan, drives the family by a Kentucky Fried Chicken, he always exclaims, "Oh, let's stop and get some KFC," and then laughs.
Leslie always smiles and says, "No thanks." And sons Nick and Mike never get the joke.
Thanks to Leslie and to everyone who sent us their summer job stories. We got nearly 1,000, and next week, we'll hear a few more.
I'm high on believing that you're in love with me. I'm hooked on a feeling, and I'm high on believing.
This is NPR.